Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Patrick. It's Tina from Local Splash. So sorry, I was on the other line when you called earlier.
No What's problem. You know what? Really from day one, I've always hesitated, about, signing up with Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to my email, my website, and there's no name on the, just has Hang Right. No, or, home buyer's choice. There's no name like Patrick Estrada, on the website. There's not even an email address on the website. I have the wrong pictures. There's only one correct picture and all the rest. I don't know where you got them from. I have a picture that's upside down in the website. I have two pictures of the same. I have one picture with twice on the same page. And it's not working for me. I mean, you go there and it's just the website, the web page, there's no information at all. There's just a phone number.
Can you help me out and navigate me to where these pictures are? Cause I'm on the site and I don't see repeated pictures or one that's upside down, but maybe if you have the site in front of you, you could, because I'm not a technician. I don't do that revision, but I can certainly send it over to that department for them to fix you. But I'd have to be more specific as to, where these pictures are,
All right. Okay. Let me call you back.
Actually, I see some that are in the gallery that look like they might be repeating. There's three of a white door, but they're spaced out. But yeah, okay, I see. So I think you might be talking about in the gallery. I don't see one that's upside down unless that crack picture is upside down. It's hard to tell because it's so close. It's kind of
on the left side. It's on the left side. Do you see the handles? The handles are up high.
Oh, so it is that's a repeating picture of the door, but on the repeat, it's upside down. Okay. I'm going to check your dashboard. I wonder if it was sent over, but we can get it fixed for you. So is it just on the gallery?
It's on the gallery. There's no name. There's only a phone number on that web page.
Okay.
There's no phone number. How do they get a hold of us? How did they get a hold of me?
At the top of the page, it says 818-857-5644. That's your tracking number. And when people call it, it forwards over to your number, 818-266-1358. So, do you see it at the top of the page?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
You want to have somebody email me something? What happens if they want to email something to you?
At the bottom of the page, it says contact us. So if somebody fills out that form, you get an email notifying you that there's a lead coming through the site. But most people don't get to that part. And here's why, is when a person finds you on the first page of Google, they're going to call you right away or go to your website for immediate contact, right? But there will be some rare occurrences where they can't call you because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So in those instances, you'll get a notification that there's a lead coming through, and that's from the people that fill out the contact form. So if you want the emails to go with the website, that's called Google Workspace, and we do that. I have to check with the web developers on the pricing. I don't think you need this, but I think they charge like $99 up front plus $19 a month for it or something like that for the Google Workspace.
Yeah, but the webpage is just, it's terrible. It's terrible. It doesn't, why would you have the same picture twice on the same page? I mean, it doesn't make sense. I sent you a shitload of pictures and they came up with that. I mean, it's just not, it's all just put together scrambling. There's nothing that's very, if you look at it, there's nothing that's very eye appealing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's nothing. I mean, if I was looking through it, I would just keep on paying, looking for something else. There's nothing that catches my eye, There's all these blanks,
so, all of that can be revised. You could, if you know, like specifically, like, hey, I don't like the background photo, or I don't like the font, or I don't like the colors, or I want more pictures showcasing, you know, a certain service, or even if you want that lead form brought up to the top of the page rather than being at the bottom, all of that, if you tell us specifically what you want, all of that can be revised. So what I'll do, since I'm not a technician and I don't do any of that, all I typically do is collect failed payments, is I'll send a message to that department to have someone call you. And in the meantime, you can look at the site and maybe, you know, just jot down some notes as to specifically what you want changed. Because I want it to look like to your liking, you know. I want it to be something that you're proud of, you know. So if you could think of, or even if you have a site that you've seen online that you kind of like, I mean, we can't plagiarize and do the same site, but we could put something together kind of similar. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
You know what? It was supposed to be done professionally. It was supposed to be done good, and it's not, you know. And I paid money for it to get done, and it's not done very good. It just seemed like it was thrown together. And then I have another problem. It says accounting business information on my dashboard. It's Patrick Estrada, L.A., you know, California. I mean, it should be Northridge, I would think, you know. And then also it says primary source phrase. It says door installer, L.A. But I'm not in L.A. I'm in Northridge, you know, the San Fernando Valley. I'm just making that little point, you know, that L.A. is a big area, you know, and the San Fernando is a small little area. You know, I don't see it at all. I'm just really just not happy. And I think it's just time for me to say, you know, to say, okay, that's enough with Local Splash. You know, and why does it come to, you know, even that you guys sent me all this information about Google, you know, this and this and that. I mean, I never got that at the very beginning. I mean, it just seemed like
to get verified, you mean?
Yeah, you know, and then, yeah, it just, you know, even my webpage, nobody said, hey, you want to check this out, you know, make sure you like it. You know, it's, I'm just bringing up points, you know, that, and then also email address for 2 months nobody could even get a hold of me. Well, it didn't really matter because I don't need an email address on that website because it goes through you.
Right. Well, you know, even if you wanted to cancel, I'd have to have the other department call you, but you're more than welcome to do that if you want. But
I didn't know who to talk to. I didn't know who to talk to, so that's why I called you. So,
yeah, what I would do, Patrick, if it were me, only because someone in customer support earlier today gave you a service credit for next month, which means
Now
you're paid in full all the way till August 4th. So if it were me, I would maybe talk to them when they call you back, get the site to your liking, and maybe ride it out until August 4th, because that way you can take advantage for the rest of the time that's included. And then, you know, if it were me, I'd probably do the cancellation closer to then. But if you're just done and you want to cancel right away, then no problem. Let them know when they call you and they'll do that right away. But I would, you know, that way you'll get a little bit more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, just have that department call me. That'd be great.
You got it. Okay. And I'm going to send some notes over there too, but I will have someone call you back. And just a heads up, usually they'll stay within one business day. So if for some reason it's not today, it'll be no later than tomorrow. Okay.
Not a problem.
Okay. All right. Thanks for letting me
know,
Patrick. And have
You're
a
welcome.
Great rest of your evening too. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye.